Hey everybody, it's Marcus here, and you are listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show.
Running from the years as they pass us by, swimming in the lake and your mother's bathing suit. Oh God, she never wonders why. Mama's alright, she's got a bottle of wine. Sleeping on the floor, white God, where he used to hide. One leg grows on the couch where your father died. Leave his dead body in the morning for the kids to find. Wild heart burning in the warm south.
Listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. My name is Marcus, and the tune you just listened to was White Sun by Don Golden and Rosie Cross. Damn good little ditty. We're going to start this edition off of the Good E-Reader Radio Show focusing mainly on the week in review. Now, there has been a lot of exciting news that has transpired over the last week, and we're just going to sum up the essential stories that you need to know about in the world of e-readers, digital publishing, e-books, and tablet and slate PCs. And for all of you vivacious readers that are looking to find out what's going to be coming out in the month of May, we're going to let you know the essential reads that are going to be coming out in May. So if you want to know the latest great and greatest fiction books coming out, we're going to drop them on you at the end of the show. One of the most exciting bits of news that has happened, and we'll know about quite shortly if it comes to fruition or not, but the Barnes & Noble Nook Color will actually officially receive the Google Android update. And this is supposed to occur later on today. The date is April 25th, 2011. If you have a Nook Color, here are the things that you need to know. The Google operating system that is the backbone of your device is going to receive a significant upgrade. What this really means is that the Google operating system will be increased from 2.1 to 2.2, and there's strong indications that there's going to be a new app store that's going to be unveiled later today. Now, this app store will allow you to download apps for free, as well as pay to download apps. And these are apps that are going to be verified through Barnes & Noble, so you'll be able to play games such as Angry Birds. You'll be able to download Messenger applications, other reading applications, and so on. So it'll really enhance your current device and allow you to get a little bit more applications in terms of music apps, writing applications, and a whole slew of other things. All of this week at Barnes & Noble locations across the USA, employees have been getting training for this new store. So the store is confirmed, and we do know that it's going to go up. What exactly is going to be in the store is kind of unknown. We'll report on this later on today. So we're very excited about that news. Speaking of e-readers, Amazon has updated its Kindle application for Android 3.0. So if you're running a Google Honeycomb tablet computer such as the Motorola Zoom and so on, and you are going to be using the Kindle e-reading application, Amazon just released a Kindle 3.0 for Android. And this app promises to function better in a Honeycomb environment and delivers a better reading experience that will basically take advantage of the upgraded OS. So the most visible change of this updated Kindle app is evident with the library, and it is now depicted in a more convenient and user-friendly grid view. So the library will now show images of the books that you have in your library, displaying the cover art, which will give you a little bit more better representation of what you're actually going to be able to read. There is also a few kind of other upgrades as far as categories. So you'll receive sort of two tabs. One will be the top 100 paid books and the top 100 free books. This way you'll almost get some advice on what you can get for free, and everybody loves free, so you got to check it out to see what you can get for free, as well as listening to the top 100 paid books. On our blog, we have a video that sort of shows you on a Motorola Zoom how the new Amazon system works, so you can check that out. Another e-reader story in the news is the new iRiver Story HD e-reader. Currently, when e-readers arrive at the FCC, it's usually the last stop in order to reach the retail market. So the device is pretty well finalized. Everything is, you know, from the OS to the internal components, it's all solid. They just have to get that FCC number in order to market it. Here's what you're looking for spec-wise. It's a 6-inch e-ink screen. The resolution is 768 by 1024, so it's very top-down. You want to sort of read this in portrait mode. One of the big thing about it is that it has 63.8% more pixel density, so you're actually going to have better contrast and resolution versus other competing devices that have the same amount of resolution. You also have faster page turns, and this is due to the Freescale 800 MHz processor that's built into it. If you're buying this to store ebooks, media, obviously because you're going to be purchasing this e-reader, you have about 2 gigs of internal storage, but of course you can increase this via the SD card up to 32 gigs. Rest assured that you will be able to take advantage of Wi-Fi, and it does have a full QWERTY keyboard. So I'm a huge fan of the QWERTY keyboard in terms of being able to easily type in Wi-Fi addresses, having dedicated numbers and letters, so you don't have to press symbol buttons or anything like that. I'm a huge fan of the QWERTY-style keyboard that you would see on the Amazon Kindle. Earlier in the week, we talked about Amazon's new library lending service, and this will allow you in the near future to be able to borrow books from the library and be able to read them on your Kindle. Other Amazon news is they are opening a store in Germany. So this is an online Amazon store. It's called Amazon.de, and via this store, if you live in Germany, you'll be able to actually buy books that are completely in German. And if you are an independent publisher, if you are an independent author, or anywhere in between, you can now submit books and get some revenue share with your e-books. So Amazon obviously will take their little cut. Usually it's about 30%, and you can keep the rest. And you can now list books and read books entirely in a German language. So hopefully we'll see a lot more markets being opened up. We did report earlier on in the month at the London Book Fair that Kobo announced similar endeavors. They will be opening up exclusive localized versions of the store, not only in Germany, but also in France and most major European markets. So it's good to see more ebook companies tailor their stores towards more localized versions, especially in Europe. It almost feels like to date that Europe has been behind the curve as far as access to ebooks go. Up until basically, it's been only available in English markets, and in order, if you lived in France and you wanted to read books in French, you have to go through really smaller websites, or getting the ebooks is next to impossible, and you have to more or less buy the tangible book. So that about wraps it up for the week in e-readers. And what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a little bit of a song, and we're going to catch up on what's happening in the world of tablet PCs. Hey guys, we're back at the Good E-Reader radio show, and we just listened to a little tune called Such Great Heights, and this is by the Postal Service, and this is probably one of their most famous songs. It was originally a cover off of the Garden State soundtrack, and it kind of made it onto the album as an extra bonus feature. So as promised, we're going to get into the tablet PC news of the week. Some of the biggest news comes from Motorola, and the Zoom variant for AT&T has finally passed FCC certification. So if you're into picking up the Zoom on 3G and everything like that, you'll be able to get on to AT&T via the 3G band. So this is good because up until now, most of the time the Zoom has been available exclusively through Verizon, or you could have, when now with AT&T, you have more just choice and variety and such. No word yet on the price or anything like that, but it has passed, so it's only a matter of time before AT&T starts peddling this nationwide. We did mention prior that Best Buy and the iPad 2 has not the greatest relationship. Most Best Buy locations all across the U.S. that carry the iPad really only got anywhere between 2 and 10 units. So if you wanted to get an iPad 2 and get your name on the reserve list, you actually had to buy a $100 gift card, and that gets your name on the list. Then when iPad 2s are available, they will call you. So it looks like Apple is stocking Best Buy with more units, but it looks really like the forecast for iPad sales are going to be coming in under. Rumor has it they've sold close to 5 million iPad 2s already. They could have sold more. People are estimating around 6 to 7 they could have sold, but it's just supply. They can't really get their hands on as many as people want to buy. And that's more or less the same thing that happened with the original iPad launch, which I would have hoped that they would have solved with this launch, is just stockpile a ton of units. But, you know, obviously when they released in the U.S., they also, a few weeks later, launched in Canada and other markets, and so it's Spartan everywhere. It's really hard to get your hands on one, but at least Best Buy should be getting more units soon. If you have a ViewSonic G tablet, you are in luck because there is now an Adobe Flash fix for this. So the ViewSonic G Tab and company support, they have not really been issuing a lot of fixes, so they've been exclusively relying on Android hacking communities in order to provide updates and a lot of fixes. But ViewSonic has hit a home run and given you everything that you need to do so you can play Flash games, embedded YouTube videos on sites, you can basically have almost the full unbridled web experience now. So we have the link to the firmware update on our blog, and if you also connect via Wi-Fi, you should automatically download the update via your ViewSonic G tablet. There is also some other news in terms of a lot of interesting things happening. The Playbook now is officially in Canada. It went on sale last week on the 19th, and if you are interested in purchasing one, it has and enjoys tremendous widespread availability. So if you're in Canada, you can get them from Future Shop, you can get them from a lot of other stores, as well as small privately held, you know, those types of stores that sell cell phones. Most of them have the Playbook in stock. So we got our hands on one. We are very happy with it. If you want to check out our full comprehensive review, simply visit our blog at goodereader.com/blog, and on the right-hand side of the page, we actually have a series of review images, and one is the BlackBerry Playbook review. So we give you the skinny on everything, all things research in motion in terms of the Playbook. Just to sum everything up, I'm very happy with the Playbook. I feel like it almost launched too soon because it doesn't have email or contacts or anything like that. But I trust that they will issue firmware updates. Since I had the BlackBerry Playbook on Tuesday of last week, so I got it on launch day, Research in Motion has already issue two different firmware updates to do various fixes, various bug squashes, and so on. The most recent fix actually allows you to hit an icon to power down your tablet rather than having to exclusively rely on the top power off button. So Research in Motion is listening to the community, so we are pretty happy about that. Still no word of Android apps anytime soon or anything else, but I estimate within about a month you'll see all of that type of stuff and more. The T-Mobile G Slate is looking to hit markets in the US either the very beginning of this week, or you might have been lucky to get your, you know, reserve in on the tail end of Friday, Thursday before the Easter weekend. Most people won't be able to get their hands on it until next week. So Monday, Tuesday, today, and tomorrow. This is the world's first 3D enabled tablet. So this is otherwise known as the LG G Slate, and it's looking to storm markets in the U.S. It officially is launched on the 20th, but like I said, due to Easter weekend, most people never got their hands on it. So the G Slate will be the second tablet running Android Honeycomb, and you're looking at about an 8.9-inch display. You're looking at a dual-core NVIDIA Tegra 2 processor, and it does come with 32 gigs of internal storage. You also, because it's mainly done with T-Mobile, you do have access to the HSPA Plus network, so you'll have excellent data transfer rates. The ability for this tablet to render 3D is probably the most endearing quality. You will need special 3D glasses to get the full effect, though. The tablet has a 5-megapixel stereoscopic camera on the rear, so that actually enables you to shoot and capture images in 3D. So this will not only will this allow you to view 3D on the device with glasses, but you'll actually be able to shoot pictures and video in 3D. So this is sort of a low-cost alternative to buying a 3D camera. So you're looking at about $529.99 for this. We're going to get our hands on one ASAP and do a review on it. And T-Mobile has actually announced that they will be making, hopefully, a version of this down the road without glasses. But what they have said is they'll be actually providing 3D glasses with this unit for free, so you won't have to hunt around for any type of glasses through third party. You'll be able to get them for free just by purchasing the unit. In other news, Amazon is now shipping the Dell Streak 7. So this is the Dell Streak 7 Wi-Fi. You'll be able to get it for about, you're looking at about $379.99, and it's also on sale with a one-day shipping. It is a little bit bigger than the Dell Streak 5 for you, for those of you that purchased that when it launched in the UK last year, then came over to the US around September. You're looking at about a 1 GHz NVIDIA Tegra 2 processor. It is running Android 2.2, so it's a bit of an older version of Android, but it does have a custom Dell Stage UI, so you have this really nice Android-based UI on top of it that really makes the tablet a little bit more unique. So it is a pretty solid price. You could get the tablet either in Wi-Fi only, which is coming soon, and you can also get it right now with Wi-Fi and 4G, which is really nice. You can pay $199 for a two-year contract, or you can get pretty well just the unit for about $449, but it is on sale right now, as we said. Finally, there is a few other bits of pretty well tablet news. One is that you might have heard a little tablet, and we've written on it actually quite extensively because I really like the looks of this. I'm a big fan of enterprise tablets and computers more geared towards business professionals. I do a lot of work. I'm just not a media consumer, but I prefer to make things. I really enjoy tinkering around in Photoshop. I enjoy web editing, video editing, audio editing, and all sorts of things like that, as well as connecting up to different VPSs and different type of servers and things like that. So enterprise tablets is something that really hasn't been really developed too far yet. Cisco is developing their tablet. BlackBerry just released theirs. And so Fujitsu is releasing a tablet soon called the Stylistic Q550. And they have actually released about 5 trailer videos for it that their tagline is that it's built for professionals. But when you look at these videos, these guys who are using it are anything but professionals. The only sort of professional quality is they are in the office, they are wearing suits, but everything else is pretty comical. If you haven't heard about this tablet yet, it's a 10.1-inch capacitive touchscreen, and it is using the very latest Intel Atom Oak Trail processor. So this is one of the new tablets launching with this new processor. It has paltry 2 gigs of RAM, so it is stronger than a lot of others. I mean, the Playbook only has 1 gig, and many other tablets have less than 1 gig, so 2 gigs, I call it poultry, but in a tablet land, that is actually pretty solid. You'll have storage options of 32 or 64 gigs. Now, here are the really unique features about this that really make this a really good selling point, is that it offers a smart card reader, it offers full disk encryption, along with fingerprint scanning, and you've never seen any of these with a tablet before. Full disk encryption. Android with Android 3.0 is trying to get more disk encryption and password locking, but because this is running a Windows-based operating system, it's a lot more effective than the Android. Also, with the fingerprint scanner, you're pretty well making it so only you can unlock the device. The price, it might scare off some people. You're looking at about $800, but you know, when Zoom first launched, that's about how much you were paying or so for it. So this tablet is looking very sexy, and I'm very well looking forward to it when it launches. No word yet when it'll launch, but if you're seeing commercials and everything for it, it's going to be pretty soon. The last bit of news that we want to get into for the tablet realm is two-pronged. One is Apple news, and one is news by HTC. We're going to start with the Apple news first. There's a website called Gazelle, and Gazelle basically has been one of these large companies that would pass deals on to other retailers like Walmart and such things. So what these guys did is they had been stockpiling original iPads, and these are people who are either upgrading to the iPad 2 or bought their iPad and didn't want it, so Gazelle buys it from them. So they have roughly about 17,000 right now. So something that they've never done in their 5 years of existence is they're going to actually sell these directly to the consumers. And Christina Kennedy, she's the senior manager of branding. She basically said, "We see this as an opportunity to be an e-commerce player." So this is their first foray into selling things directly to the consumer. So you're going to be able to look at about 90% of these iPads are said to be in pristine condition. So you don't need any refurbs or anything like that. They're going to be very solid. You're looking at paying anywhere between $300 to $500, depending on the memory capacity or the connectivity options. So 3G Wi-Fi or 3G Wi-Fi options. So you'll still be able to get a bit of a discount, but the discount won't be like crazy. Like, you won't be able to get the baseline Wi-Fi 16 gig model for, say, $100, $200. You're more like looking at maybe about $300 or so. The last bit of news is the HTC Flyer. This is the first tablet by HTC. It's going to actually be available to pre-order at Best Buy today. So later on today, you'll be able to do this. It's a 7-inch tablet. It is running Android Gingerbread, and they said that a honeycomb update will come later in the year. It does run a 1.5 GHz Qualcomm Snapdragon single core processor, and it only runs 1 gig of RAM. It does have 32 gigs of storage though, so that's kind of nice. It also has a front and rear facing camera. So you're going to really see HTC pedal this out to the max. This is their first sort of foray into the market. They're looking at a European debut of about May 9th, so probably the North American release isn't going to be too far behind, considering that they are accepting pre-orders today. So the last bit of news we want to get into, and this is kind of what we promised at the beginning of the show, is we're going to give you some ebook news. And this is ebooks that are going to be coming out more towards May. So if you're a fan of fiction, we're going to give you sort of a... we're going to genre hop a little bit and give you the release dates as well. So the book 10th Anniversary by James Patterson, this is coming out on May 2nd. And It's a standalone type of book, but it is based on the Women's Murder Club. So it's hard to say sort of, will this sort of follow the trend? Will this buck the trend? But if you're a fan of the Women's Murder Club series, you're going to love this book. Also, Rick Riordan is going to be releasing book 2 of the Cain Chronicles. It's going to be titled Throne of Fire, and this is a release date of May the 3rd, 2011. On May the 5th, a book that I know a lot of people in my circle of friends are pretty keen on getting, which is the new Charlaine Harris book. It's called The Dead Reckoning. So it's another Sookie Stackhouse book. So if you're a fan of, you know, her show, the vampire show based on her books, or if you're just a fan of the books, you're going to be very keen to check that out. John Sanford is actually releasing a new book, which he just released one almost last month, and it's called Buried Prey, and this is coming out May 10th. You also have a new book by Chelsea Handler, and it's called Lies That Chelsea Handler Told Me. This is coming out May the 10th. And a book that's coming out at the end of the month is by Ilona Andrews, and it's called Magic Slays, and it's actually the fifth book in the Kate Daniels series. So obviously there's a ton more books coming out next month, but that's a bit of a taste on what you're going to get. When we do our radio show edition next week, we're actually going to devote a significant portion of it, and we're going to talk a lot about ebooks. We're going to talk about ebook piracy. We're going to talk about ebooks and digital publishing, and how a growing amount of traditional print authors are ditching printed publishing and working a more cozy schedule in the digital publishing realm. And just to give you a little bit of a taste, there is a lot of authors out there that traditionally have written hardcover books. They've never really paid very much attention to digital publishing. If their books were available on Amazon, for your Kindle or in a Barnes & Noble store, it's because their agent or their publishing company did that for them. Now, when you're an author and you work for a publisher and you have an agent, often you're really held under the gun to meet deadlines, to get your book. And when you send your book to an editor and they review it, you're going to have to manually approve the revisions that they made, which makes it a really tedious endeavor. And that's really why a lot of books that are hardcovers, especially by authors, they release them every year or every 2 years, because there's a huge process involved. And so what a lot of people are doing is they're ditching their agents, they're ditching their publishing companies, and they're relaxing and doing digital publishing. And that puts a little bit more power in their hands to be able to work a little bit easier, to work a little bit more effectively, to take breaks when they want and just not be held under the gun. Obviously, if you want to be a successful author, you have to meet deadlines, you have to will yourself to do the work. But it doesn't really seem like work if you love to do what you do. Any type of process where if you're loving what you're doing and you're following your own internal vocation, it doesn't really feel like work. But when you're making your living off of writing, not only do you have to release digital books, but if you're a substantiated print author, it's a little bit easier of a transition because people know who you are. Whereas what we're also going to talk about next week is when you're first or second time author and you're only publishing digitally, how do you expose yourself to the wider market? How do you advertise yourself a little bit more effectively? What do you have to do in order to stand out from the tens of thousands of other first-time authors and everything like that in order to carve your niche? So we're actually going to be doing a special show in a few days, and we're going to basically follow on this premise. As an independent digital author, what do you have to do in order to not only have your book sell well, but also what you have to do in order to advertise yourself? And we're going to speak to various authors, and we're going to give you all of the advertising and self-marketing strategies that you need to know in order to be effective and actually make a little bit of extra money publishing online. We're not promising you're going to get rich or anything like that, but we're going to give you some very essential tools and things that you might want to research yourself and get involved in order to proactively promote your book, because it's not enough to just write a book, but you actually have to do the grind and promote the book as well. So that's a bit of a teaser for the next episode of the Giddy Reader Radio Show, and we're hoping to do this edition probably around Wednesday of this week. So stay tuned for more endearing Goody Reader audio at the Goody Reader Radio Show. And for the Goody Reader Radio Show, this is Marcus, and everybody take care.